Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel calling Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. Do you hear me, Richard?
KA4GH, KA3JCA. Well, Happy New Year, Gus.
Well, Happy New Year to you too, my good friend. Did you stay up late to watch the fireworks or celebrate the New Year over?
I took my medication last night, and I think I was out like a light, which was really, really good because I kind of slept until like 5 this morning, which that's a good night for me to sleep.
Well, great. But so even with a good night's sleep, you're still up at 5 a.m.? Oh, my goodness.
Rich, I get about 3 hours worth of sleep a day.
Oh, that's got to wear you down. Is it your health issues that interfere with a good night's sleep? Over?
Yes, it has to do with the medication and my health issues.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that, buddy. We stayed up to midnight. We were at a couple parties last night. But boy, I tell you, us oldsters, that right after the countdown and blowing the horns and all that at midnight, most of us bailed for sake of our bedrooms. Over.
Yeah, normally I do stay up, in the past, not last year, or I shouldn't say not yesterday, but the year before last, I was up and about and stayed up. But this year I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Well, that makes sense. You got to take care of your health first. Hey, again, that was a great video. Was that a Brandmeister talk show you got on? Over.
That Bridgecom Live is a thing every Wednesday night, and I guess that I was on one of their shows, and I agreed to talk to people, and they actually broke some of the segments down and reposted them.
I think that was great, and it certainly helps people understand what DMR is all about and get interested. I'm certainly enjoying my use. It's probably not a lot to most people, but I made over 900 contacts this year, getting a late start, and the bulk of those were DMR. Over.
JCA with AA4GH. Well, I'm glad you've done that. I'm actually, right now, I'm in the process of watching a YouTube video, and I have a friend that's getting ready to call me. But the TGIF network to my hotspot, so that'll give me another set of talk groups that I can program in. And also it'll give me, I'm going to add DMR Plus and DMR to YSF.
That sounds great. You cut out a little bit, but it sounds like there's a couple of talk groups I need to add and get more active. So I'll look forward to that. Over.
Hey, I know I sent you those emails, and I was going to tell you, if you get like 4 or 5 people and create that club that you were talking about, you can make the bylaws and the constitution very, very, very brief, concise. List four or five officers. I think when I did my club call, I did myself as the trustee, and I have a friend that's the president, and my wife's a club officer, my stepdaughter's a club officer, and we have one other person that was a club officer. And we kept it very, very basic, and, we put in there that, we're not charging dues at the current time and all kinds of stuff. And when we submitted it, again, I submitted a while, but I gave you that template, they approved it.
That sounds great. Yeah, that definitely is on my list. I've got a note Tuesday. I'm going to call ARRL and get their input and help because they were listed as one of the resources. I've got to talk to the club president. I just joined the club that owns the DMR repeater and that started the project at the museum. And, what I'm hearing back door is that there's some internal politics that I've got to be careful not to aggravate. So I'm going to bring up the subject of a station license carefully, just to make sure I'm not stepping on toes. Over.
And now, does the club itself already have a club call for that station or no?
A negative. They got started a couple years ago running coax from the place where we want to put the station up to the roof. They provided a Hustler antenna, but then it fell apart when the prime mover moved out of the area. So it's just that with no enthusiasm, Todd brought it up. So, I want to be respectful of the effort they put in and the contribution they made while trying to energize the project. So it's going well, but things like the station license, I want to do some face-to-face talking with people and get them on board. We think that having our own call sign, especially a couple of ones you looked up, would be ideal for branding our effort as the museum. Because, the museum is my top priority, over.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But like I said, the biggest thing right now is just get a club call with that name, and they're going to issue you a call sign generically and alphabetically or whatever the sequence is currently with the FCC. So based on the class of license and the club call, you'll get an actual call sign first, and you'll have to pay that $35 fee to get it. And then once you get that call sign, you'll have to turn right around and fill out that form. When I put mine down for my club call, they tell you to list 1 to 25. I think I just listed the first five that I wanted. And unfortunately, if you have a club call, or if you have a call sign that you like and you're trying to get a club call and you put your name in the hat and you don't get it, I think they reissue another call. I'm not sure. You can't hold me on that. But that's what I've heard. But so far, every time I've applied for a vacant call, I've been lucky enough to get it.
That sounds good. When I got this call sign, it was my first choice. And because I was trying to use my initials, I picked four or five and I got one. One thing I learned is that when I went back online to check status, I inadvertently resubmitted with start of the clock all over again. So I'll be more careful this time. Over.
Okay. Well, I just got a text message. My friend is ready for me to start the, we're going to connect our two computers together, and we're going to just, for some reason, I've done everything that I was supposed to do, but it's just not working right with my hotspot. I mean, for the conversion, so that it'll do both Brandmeister and TGIF. So I'm going to go ahead and connect with him, and then hopefully I will get that straightened out. And once I learn where my error is, I'll make a mental note. That way I can help other people add TGIF to their hotspot.
Sounds great, Richard. Well, hey, thanks to the QSO. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, wishing 73s to Rich, Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet Charlie Alpha. Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel will be off and clear.
Number's 3. My wife's number is a 4. But that's all right there. Happy New Year, Gus. I wish you a blessed and prosperous New Year. And thank you for the phone call. Thank you for the radio call there. And we'll stay in touch this year. You have made a good friend, and I appreciate it. KA3, JCA, clear.